Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome back, my friends. Alex Pardo here, and this is the third video on this content training I am doing with my good buddy, Mr. Trevor Mock from Carrot. If you haven't seen video one, video two, guys, make sure we really lay the groundwork there. I should say Trevor lays the groundwork, and we kind of start with a bird's eye view about your website being the hub, establishing authority and credibility. And then number two, we really dive into a piece that a lot of people just kind of fumble and they don't have is the budget. And Trevor walks you through a calculation of exactly determining what your max cost per lead is. And you got to know a few numbers, and it's very simple math that will dictate how much you should be spending in order to trade for the deal that you're looking for. So having said that, I know on this particular video, we're going to talk about how to structure your website for results. It's not good enough just to have a website. You got to structure it the right way in order to generate leads and then convert them, obviously. So Trevor, man, I'm excited to get into this third video here.
Cool, dude. So what I'm going to do here is really fast. I'm going to show you guys on the whiteboard where we've been teaching the whole series. And then I'm going to show a couple examples on the browser. All right. So I'm going to start here and end there. The first thing is this, guys. So I see a lot of websites out there that even if you try to look at a Carrot website, some people try to emulate things, but they don't understand the structure and the strategy that goes into making it. Can you imagine, you see Emeril Lagasse, you know, the famous chef, you see this pie he made or whatever it is, you can visually see it and you go, cool, I'm going to try to make what he made without having the recipe. It's going to be really hard to make that exact same cake, make it taste the same, make it actually have the same result without having the recipe. So I'm going to give you part of the recipe on how to make a website actually perform versus just trying to make one look the same.
Okay.
So the first thing is your homepage. Obviously, that should be your conversion page. Now, a lot of people focus on the homepage. They say, hey, we need to have landing pages. Squeeze pages should be the thing we send leads to. What we found in this industry is if you actually focus on building a mini site where every single page on the website is a conversion page, but your home page is the primary conversion page, it actually converts better. Okay, actually converts better than sending people to squeeze pages. The real estate agent market's different. It's actually opposite from that. We can explain that in another future video. But when someone lands here, you need to make sure that there's a clear call to action at the very top of the website. There needs to be a big form, an opt-in form, ideally three form fields if it's sellers. What's your address, phone number, and an optional email. You don't need name at that point. Okay, and then pass into a longer step two form. That's a whole nother video in the future. And then make sure there's good, robust content that answers their questions, credibility, the whole thing, right? Now, these are what I call core pages. So outside of your homepage, the very next thing you need to make is your core pages. Core pages are about conversion, okay? They're about conversion. What most people don't realize is this package, your homepage and your core pages are all about introducing someone to who you are, how you can solve their problem, and then also guiding them down the path of credibility, which is insanely important right now. You can win or lose deals because of a lack of reviews or the wrong stuff. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So tighten this down. You're going to start winning extra deals. Question I always like to ask people is how many leads and deals are you okay with losing this year from underperformance? Guys, if your average profit deal is 20K and you don't implement this, you might be making the choice to lose $20,000, $40,000, $60,000 this year from minor tweaks you can make. You're going to learn in this series.
And when you put it in that perspective, it just really jumps out at you, right? Like how many leads are you okay losing? And when you know your average profit per deal, I mean, that's a big number.
Dude, and that I think is where you really start to look at then the asset that this is in your business. It's not a go try to get something for $10 a month. You'll get what you pay for. That $10 a month thing might cost you 60 grand this year from underperformance, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing is you need to have a page that specifically calls out and expands upon your homepage content on selling. Hey, here's how we can sell. Here's the situations. Here's a form opt-in call. The next thing is how it works. Okay, right after they understand, man, yeah, that they have a service that can solve my problem, then the next question that pops in their mind is, well, how does the thing work? How's it different than real estate agents? So deliver them that content in the order they're thinking about it. Have a how it works page. Next question that pops up in their mind is, well, cool, I understand how it works, but how is it different than an agent? How is it different than an iBuyer? Have a page that compares those options. Okay, it could be a video at the top, things like that. The more content and videos you add to this, the more personality, the better the credibility, the better the connection with you.
Okay.
The third thing is other questions are going to pop up like, okay, cool. Understand. Looks like you have a service that can solve my problem. I kind of see how it's different than agents and investors. I see how it works, but I still have some questions. Okay, right there, FAQ page. Talk about how you make your offers. Talk about all that stuff that answers all those questions that you get with your sellers. Write those down and throw them all on your FAQ page. You want them to be pre-sold way before they ever even hop on the phone with you.
Love it.
And then the last part here of your core conversion pages is your about page. Okay, your about page should be up there in your top navigation bar. It's the number three most visited webpage on all Carrot websites because people are always looking for, okay, checks the box. Yeah, they have a service that looks like it can solve it, but are they someone I want to work with? Can I trust them? Yeah. Right? So you got to have the how it works page. One I didn't put in here was reviews. Okay. So reviews right there. So those are your five, those are your six core pages, your five core pages, whatever. Okay. After that, now guys, now we're going to go into discovery. Okay. So these ones over here are for conversion, right? These ones are here are for discovery. How do people discover and find you off the internet? The first way I like to do discovery is in that first 90 days, I'm gonna create probably somewhere between 5, 10, 15, what I call location pages. A location page, you'll see them on Carrot sites everywhere. We pioneered it in this industry. If you were to Google Sell My House Fast, Miami, or any of those cities, you're going to find Carrot sites ranking at the top of Google, and you're going to probably find the location pages ranking there, usually not the home page. It's the same thing you see with the Zillow. If you Google homes for sale, insert any city in the country, you're going to find Zillow, but it's never their home page. It's always a page created specifically for that city, for that niche. So you want to do the same thing. There's one for that city and that city and that city. So do location pages for all of your primary cities and then put in your primary keywords. It could be the Sell My House Fast Duluth and Sell My House Fast this city and Sell My House Fast that city. Okay. Or We Buy Houses or Cash Home Buyers. Those types of keywords are the best ones for motivated house sellers. And then do one for each city you work in. If you're in one city, then pick the major neighborhoods, pick the different situations that people sell in, things like that. Okay, so that's something I like to do quarterly. This is one time, and then you update the credibility as you get more testimonials and things like that.
Okay,
this is what you do quarterly. You create new location pages quarterly. It could be three or four or five a quarter, diving deeper into those niches, deeper into those situations that people sell. Now, blogs ideally are weekly. Okay, that's like, it's called long tail keyword phrases. That's someone goes to Google and they're not searching like sell my house fast Houston. They're typing how to sell a house I inherited in Houston, Texas.
Hmm.
Or they're typing selling fire damaged home in Cincinnati. Or there's a big flood in, you know, let's say Houston, selling a flood damaged home Houston.
Or
without a real estate agent, you know, Duluth.
Let me ask you a question, brother. Do you find that most people, most homeowners, which are the people that we're trying to help and attract, do you find that most of the time they will add the city at the end, you know, how to sell my house fast, and then they insert the city they're in?
Dude, that's an awesome question. So let me take you online now. Actually, this would be really, really good because the answer is people always start broad. Okay. People always start really, really broad. And they're going to start, let me get this shared up here. Cool. I'm going to go to Google and I'm going to yank out the StreamYard thing. So we should be good there. Okay. People always start really, really broad. And the way that they're probably going to start first is sell my house, right? They're literally just going to go sell my house. And then they may or may not get the answers that they're looking for. So you always start to narrow until you make your decision. And so then they might type sell my house in Houston. And then they're like, well, now it's going to be my situation, so my fire damaged house. And then they find three or four different options. And then they're going to Google those actual companies, XYZ company reviews, XYZ company, whatever. So I'm going to show you an example of that really quick. And you guys can do the same thing. Free tool called Google. It works amazingly. So sell my house fast. Look what's happening. Google is giving me suggestions. I'm not sure if it's popping up there.
Yeah, I don't think I can see it.
Let me do this again to see. Because I looked in the thing. Well, I'll verbalize through it, guys and gals. It looks like for some reason the browser's not picking it up for you guys. But I'm slowly typing in Google. Actually, I'll do this, man. Sell my house fast. I'll do this. Sell my house fast for cash. And I'm going to go to the bottom. Okay, so I typed up sell my house fast for cash. It's pulling in Oregon ads, and it's probably going to pull in some, it pulls in national sites. And this is why, Alex, I'm saying everyone starts broad, but then they eventually go to the city right now. Because the ads are going to be targeted probably for the local, but Google hasn't quite picked it up yet for home buyers and things like that. to optimize all of the results for local. Now they will pull in some local ones. That's a local one. That's not though. That's a national. That's national. Okay. These other ones are national. That's local. But what you are going to see is right now there's a mix. So then people are going to narrow it down. But let me scroll to the bottom here now. Here's some other keywords. Like these are things you'd write blog posts on. So this is kind of going deeper down. We'll wrap up this video, but this is going deeper down on what are those blogs for? Well, every single week you ship out a piece of content that talks about your expertise in a scenario, in a situation. And then over the course of a year now, you're putting up 52 extra pages on your website that all have a chance to get ranked well in Google, that all have a chance to capture insanely highly motivated and very, very targeted prospects. Okay. And you guys might be asking, well, I don't want to write content. That sounds like a lot of work. In the next videos, we're going to show you guys how to write and how to have amazingly high quality content in under 10 minutes per week on your website without having to be an expert in doing that. We're going to show you guys that in the next series. But this is my hack. If you're looking for content topics, literally right here, go through. Google is going to tell you exactly what to look for. And I'll finish this thought here, Alex, because it's a bummer. Oh, there we go. So this is going to show now. So look at this. Sell my house fast. Google is giving me suggestions now. So people do look locally. Atlanta, Houston, Louisiana, Orlando, We could even go into, let's say, Louisville, right? This is by the city now, okay? So people start broad, but then they go local. Always start to optimize your location pages for the local city or the state and or both, and then start to do weekly content. We'll show you guys what weekly content to put out in the next videos.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.